You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Isn't this one of Mungo on the beach with Leonie adorable?
With his little sun hat on.
We'd love to see him for his birthday.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Haven't seen Oscar for a while either. They're both growing so fast.
Then why don't you, Linda? Now you've stepped back from village life.
Well, yes, we could, I suppose. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Scruff? Trip to see Oscar and Mungo?
He's very happy, isn't he? You'd think that resurgam stone had been made specially for him.
Yes, he does love it.
Are you going to the fete this afternoon?
I don't think so. Others have taken on the mantle now. My presence would only distract.
Apparently the samba band's rather good.
No, I'm perfectly happy. Just sitting here in the sunshine with Scruff. What could be better than that?
Do you think I've done enough, Ed?
Yes, of course you have. You're up after night making them.
I know, I'm so tired.
Can I have one?
No, Kira. They're for the people coming this afternoon.
Where are Fallon and Kirsty?
Oh, Fallon's all over the place. Everyone wants her for something. Kirsty's on her way. Oh, where's George going now?
George! Stay in the tent, will you?
Oh, he's too excited.
Yeah, I know. He just wants to have a go on everything. Hasn't even started yet.
Hey, don't touch the samovar, Kira.
What?
That big teapot thing, it's hot.
Okay.
So where'd you get all the Brazilian flags?
Oh, Kirsty got them, I don't know where from.
Oh, they look great. Yeah, what are those called then?
Powder Cayo. It's cheesy bread, basically.
Can I have a chocolate?
No, George, you'll have to wait.
Oh.
And they're called Brigadeiros.
So you looking forward to meeting a professional footballer, George?
Yeah.
What's he called?
Benny, I think Alice said.
Hi, guys. Has anyone seen Fallon?
Not recently, no. How's it going?
Oh, we've got Dunk the Vicar set up. Alistair found the vital missing bit. And the Splat the Rat Woman's arrived, so that's a relief.
The golf game looks good.
Yeah, I want to have a go on that.
First time in the Olympics, so we had to do it. But I need to find Fallon.
Well, last time I saw her, she was heading for the beer tent.
Oh, great. Thanks, Emma.
Here we go, Fallon. Let the carnival begin!
Yeah, that's great.
Have you got the parking all sorted?
Yeah, I think we're okay now, fingers crossed. It's Benny I'm worried about.
Oh, no sign?
No, and he's not answering his phone.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll turn up. He probably wants to make a grand entrance at the last minute.
This is the last minute, Kenton.
Take it easy, Fallon.
Yeah, right. Emma's done the pop-up tea room all on her own. It's mad. Harrison! Any sign of Benny?
He's not coming.
You're joking!
Afraid not. You haven't been online then.
Turn the music down, Kenton!
Right. It's on Twitter. He was arrested last night for an incident in a nightclub.
What? Tell me this isn't happening.
I phoned to check that they're still holding him. Oops.
What are we going to do now?
Well, I don't suppose Annika Rice or Kirsty Allsop will be available at this short notice.
Okay, we forget about him.
Ah! Oh. How about Dougie from the chip shop?
Shut up, Kenton.
Sorry.
There's only one person who can help us now.
Who?
I'll be back as soon as I can.
Oh, hello, darling.
I'm so sorry. Linda, Lillian, you're in the middle of lunch.
Well, yes, but shouldn't you be up on the green?
There's a problem.
There generally is.
The footballer that was going to open it, he's not coming. Got himself nicked.
Oh, what a shame.
I think you might be the only person who can help.
Really? I can't imagine how.
Linda, I know a lot of things were said in the heat of the moment.
Not by me, Fallon.
No, it was all my fault.
Well...
And I admit, I didn't really understand what an amazing job
yes,
you do.
Yes, all right. You want me to find you another celebrity 37 minutes before the fete begins.
Well, actually...
It's not easy, you know. If you're not careful, you'll end up with Jean Harvey.
Yes, there's always Jean Harvey.
She is a local celebrity of sorts, and you are desperate.
No, Linda, actually, I was wondering if you'd do it.
I'm sorry.
You've been a leading light. right in this village for the last 30 years.
You can't deny it, Linda.
Director and star of umpteen village productions.
Well, yes, but I'm hardly a celebrity.
To Ambridge you are.
Fallon's right.
Much bigger than Jean Harvey. Ask anyone. We'd be truly honoured if you'd agree to open the fete.
Oh, heavens.
I think it's a terrific idea.
Please, Linda.
Well, seeing as you're in such a predicament...
You'll do it?
If Lillian can spare me.
Don't be silly, darling. I'm coming too.
Linda, that's amazing. Sorry, but I've got to get back and sort out guess how many jelly babies.
Oh, you poor thing. Good luck.
After your little faux pas, oh dear.
Ended up with Neville Booth, I hope. So we'll see you about 10 to, OK?
Yes, you will, which is any minute now. Lillian, I need your expertise. Correct outfit and hat.
Come on, darling, to the wardrobe. I'm sure we'll find something absolutely fabulous.
Linda, you look amazing. And what a hat.
Oh, thank you.
It's perfect.
Yes, I wore it to Ascot once.
Now, once you've done the opening, the plan is for you to parade around the green with the Olympic torch behind the samba band, but in front of all the children waving flags.
Very well. And then it's photographs after that and an interview with the press?
Yes, you'll be brilliant.
I can only do my best.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Ambridge Olympic Carnival.
The village fete.
Sorry, Linda.
And to open our carnival, I give you... our very own, the one and only Linda Snell.
Break a leg.
There you go, Linda.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I bring apologies from our football star, who was unavoidably detained.
In every sense of the word.
But may I say what an honour and a pleasure it is to stand here before you as our village fete returns once more to its home in Ambridge. It is indeed a joyous return, celebrating the traditions of old England alongside the Olympic spirit. So, without further ado... I now declare the Ambridge Olympic Carnival Fete for 2016 open.
Give us a wave, Kira. Ah, that's it.
Don't the kids look great with all the flags?
Yes, it's just like the Olympic opening ceremony.
Oh, can I interest you two boys in one of my Caipirinha's cocktails?
Oh, that's tempting. Yeah,
they look deadly.
No, no, not at all. Oh, come on, come on, they're delicious.
Yeah, maybe later when Emma's got the kids.
Me too. I've got an archery store to run first.
Well, in that case...
Yeah, anyway, I'd better go and catch up with the kids. I'll see you later.
See ya.
Look at Linda. Like the Queen.
She's got them eating out of the palm of her hand.
Who needs Brazilian footballers, eh?
Do you think she's any good at keeping up?
Not sure how to answer that. Oh, now, there, Kedron, is this a cocktail I see before me?
It most certainly is.
Good. Well done, Linda. I'll drink to her.
Here, here.
Yep, I have to say, she is playing a blinder.
I can't believe we've nearly sold out.
There's one more tray of Brigadeiros, but that's it.
We've done so well.
Yeah. I think we've sold even more than the WI.
Jill was saying it was a race with their fairy cakes.
I love this music. Really makes you want to dance.
Go on, then.
Well, I will if you will.
All right.
Fallon, may I just say congratulations.
Oh, Linda, you think we've done okay?
Oh, yes, it's gone much better than I thought.
Really?
Oh,
thank you.
It's been such a fascinating mix of different styles and traditions.
Go on, Kira. Go show.
Look what I won, Mum.
Oh, wow, that's a lovely tiger.
Ladies and gentlemen, next up in the Olympic arena is the grand final of the egg and spoon race, starting in 5 minutes.
Can we go?
Yeah, egg and spoon.
Yeah, yeah, come on then. Well, I'll see your gran and granddad too, shall we, Henry?
Yeah.
I don't suppose you've got any of those brigaderos left.
Oh, actually, we made you up a sample box for all the stuff we've done. Oh. As a thank you.
Oh. Oh, that's so kind of you. I'm sure Robert will be absolutely thrilled.
It's the least you deserve, Linda. You saved the day.
Wrong with our cricket team, Harrison? I hear you're the man to talk to.
That's a good question, Lillian. We weren't so far off against Leighton Cross yesterday.
Close but no cigar, eh?
Oh, something like that. Oh, here comes the hero of the day.
Both of them.
Harrison, I'm just going to give Linda a lift home.
I offered to walk, of course, but Fallon insisted.
I won't be a moment.
Fancy a cocktail?
Oh, that sounds lovely, but not just yet.
Well, ladies and gents, these are on the house.
Oh, great. I've been dying for one of these all day.
Oh, I thought you were taking the kids.
Oh, please, Ed, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, okay.
Linda?
Oh, no. No, not for me, surely.
On behalf of the Fate Committee, I want to say a huge thank you from us all.
Here.
Oh, it's such beautiful flowers. I really don't know what to say. Lovely, Fallon. Perfect choice.
It's been a steep learning curve for me, Linda.
I know, it's not as easy as it looks.
You can say that again. You're an amazing woman.
Oh, thank you. But well done, you two. Everybody seemed to enjoy themselves.
I hope so.
Look at Scruff. Still out for the count on the Resurgam Stone. Fallon, just put these down for me, would you?
Looks like he's had a lovely afternoon.
Mummy's home, darling. Scruff? Oh, no. Oh, my poor brave Scruffy. Is he...
He's gone, Fallon.
Oh, Linda, I'm so sorry.
Scruff's race is run.
Oh.
Poor Robert will be so devastated. We had a wonderful last few months. Precious time we never expected. And I'm happy with that.
Morning, Johnny. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Gran. And thanks so much for the presents, especially Dad's Swiss Army knife.
That's all right.
It means a lot to me.
I'm sure he'd have wanted you to have it.
It's really special.
I'm doing your fry up, is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
You were back pretty late last night.
Ah, caught the last train.
How are Mum and Eamon?
Oh, fine, thanks. It was great seeing them. Where's Grandad?
He's helping Jazza with the pigs.
Oh, I should be doing that.
No, sit down, Johnny. We both thought you could do with a lion.
But Tom's letting me off early tonight so I can go to the pub.
Oh, don't worry. You've got 364 other days in the year to work as long as you like.
I suppose so. Is this tea mine?
Yeah. This will be ready in a couple of minutes.
Did Tom get his Nuffield application off OK?
Only just, but he seemed pretty happy with it.
I bet it was really good.
Well, it's up to the selection panel now, so fingers crossed.
How about you, Gran? You busy today?
Actually, yes, I am. Maggie, our solicitor, is coming over this afternoon. She's interviewing me for the child custody statement for Henry and Jack.
All right.
It's all part of gathering the evidence for the next hearing.
Will it take long?
A couple of hours at least, I should think. Then she'll go through the same process separately with your granddad.
Huh?
Yeah, it's just to confirm that we both agree, really.
Has Helen got to do one as well?
Yeah, and Rob. But ours are first because we were the initial applicants.
Well, I hope it goes okay.
So do I. Because Helen and Rob both get to see it before they write theirs.
Maggie's good, though, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. But this hearing's our best chance to get Henry back, so we've got to get it right.
When is it?
The week after Helen's trial. Kirsty's doing a statement as well, so that should really help.
That's good.
Yeah. Even if Helen does come home...
She will, Gran. I'm sure of it.
Well, we'll see. But even if she is found not guilty, then I'm sure Rob will still try to take the children away from her.
It's not right.
No. That's why we've got to make a good case at the hearing. That Helen should keep the children if she's released, and that Tony and I should care for them if... well, if things turn out differently.
Is there anything I can do?
Thank you, Johnny. You're doing plenty already, just helping Tom run the farm.
There must be something else, though.
No, honestly, what you're doing's fantastic. I really don't know how we'd manage without you.
Henry, can you stop that, please?
But I want it at the fair.
Henry, I mean it. I want you to stop that, right? Oh, Sam! Henry!
Sorry, Daddy.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shout. But you have to understand, Henry, sometimes Daddy gets cross when you leave your toys on the floor where people can trip over them. Or if you make too much noise.
Sorry.
Do you want to go outside and play cricket?
It's raining.
All right, well, perhaps we can do it later.
Can I go and see Granny and Grandad? It's Johnny's birthday.
No, no, you can't. You know they only want to see you on Sundays.
Why can't I play with my friends?
Because it's the holidays and you won't be going to school for a long time. Why don't you go and get one of your games, hmm?
Kaplunk.
If you like.
All right.
Hello?
Is that Emma?
Yeah.
Hi. Rob Titchener.
Oh. Right.
There's something I want to ask you.
Here you are, Maggie. Black, no sugar.
Thanks, Pat.
So, where do you want to begin?
Well, as with the previous hearings, we need to build the best case we can for the boys to live with you. It'd be good to see if there's more we can come up with.
What sort of things are you looking for?
Family history, for a start.
All right.
We certainly want to emphasise the longevity of your marriage and the strength of your relationship with Helen. We have to convince the court that living with you and Tony would be the best outcome for both children if Helen were to be convicted.
Right.
So, first of all, I'd like to look at the reasons why you think Rob shouldn't have them.
OK. That shouldn't be hard.
What evidence have we got to suggest that if the children live with Rob, they might be at risk of harm?
Oh, poor old Scruff.
Still, at least he died happy.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, I wouldn't mind going like that. Sleeping in the sun.
Yeah, could be a lot worse. I feel sorry for Linda, though.
Oh, I know, love. But apart from that, it all went pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah, people loved our Brazilian food.
Oh, you did a good job. And the WI weren't bothered, were they?
No, no, they were great. We only just had enough and they sold out too.
And the samba band. Marvellous.
Have you seen the calendar for August yet?
Oh, yeah.
It's been attracting quite a bit of attention from customers today.
Not surprised.
Not long till your turn, ma'am.
Anyway, I suppose I'd better get back.
Oh, actually, ma'am, before you go, there's something I wanted to ask.
What's that?
I got a call this morning from Rob Titchener.
Did you?
Yeah. He wants me to babysit sometimes.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
I don't know. It's a bit awkward.
Why?
Well, you know, Helen's my friend.
Well,
it must have taken a lot for her to, you know, stab him. She wouldn't do that, not unless I... Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he nearly died, didn't he?
Yeah, I know.
Remember what a hero he was in the flood?
I know. But he's never really liked me or the kids. I reckon he must be a bit desperate.
Oh, either that or he knows how great you are with the kids and how much Henry loves playing with Kira.
Oh, yeah, they had fun together yesterday.
See? That's what I mean.
And it can't be very nice for Henry just being with Rob every day.
Exactly. Look at it that way.
What will Pat and Tony think? Or Helen, if she finds out?
Well, she doesn't have to, does she?
She's bound to. She'll think I've betrayed her.
Has she answered your letters since she went to prison?
No, but she's got a new baby. It's hard enough keeping in touch with family, Mum. You know that.
But even so, it's been nearly 4 months. If she was a real friend...
She is a real friend, Mum. Don't say that.
OK. I'm sorry, love. But all I'm saying is, I don't see why it's such a big problem. Think of it as doing Henry a favour. He can play with his friends, can't he?
Yeah.
How much is Rob paying you?
I don't know. I haven't told him I'll do it yet.
Well, when you do, make sure he gives you a proper rate.
If I do.
No, when you do. Bit of extra money never goes amiss. You can treat the kids over the summer with it, eh?
You and Tony have done a good job, Pat. Well done.
No, thank you. You've made it all so much clearer.
As I said, Helen and Rob will get the chance to see your statements in a couple of weeks.
Before writing theirs.
That's right.
I can't imagine what Rob's will be like.
You'll get the chance to see all the statements before the hearing. Kirsty's too.
I'm not sure I want to.
It's very important that you do.
I know. Oh, there's so much to think about.
Oh, I know. But you're both doing brilliantly.
Oh, actually, before you go, Maggie, can I introduce you to our other grandson? The one I mentioned in the statement?
Johnny?
Yeah. Johnny! Come and meet Maggie, our solicitor.
Oh, right.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello there.
I've been hearing all about you.
All good, I hope.
Pat and Tony have been saying what a great help you've been to them.
He certainly has.
And I hear you're studying hard for your qualifications?
Yeah, it's been going really well. I love it here.
He's making such a difference.
If it wasn't for Gran and Grandad and Tom, I wouldn't be doing any of this.
You've taken to it like a duck to water.
Pat, I just thought I'd let you know I've finished.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
Everything's locked up and tidied away.
Of course.
Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting?
No, it's all right. We're finished now.
I was just going, actually.
Oh, then I'd better introduce myself. I'm Susan Carter, and I work for Pat in the dairy and sometimes in the shop.
You're part of a close-knit team.
That's right. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
It's Maggie. But as I said, I should be going.
Oh, and you're helping Pat and Tony.
Yes, she is. Goodbye, Maggie.
Bye, Pat. I'll be in touch soon. Nice to meet you all.
Bye.
I better go get changed.
Oh, it's your birthday today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my 18th.
Congratulations.
I can drink in a pub legally.
You going out tonight?
You're starting at the Bull, aren't you, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm meeting Josh and then we're going into Barchester. Harrison wanted us to do an extra net session.
It seems like all that power's gone to his head.
He wants us to read this book, The Art of War or something, by this ancient Chinese bloke.
What on earth for?
He reckons it's got the secret of winning. Apparently the Aussies swear by it.
Oh, well, rather you than me.
I think it's a bit OTT.
Well, you go and enjoy yourself.
Can you kick the ball to me?
Yeah, all right.
Emma's not here to play with you, Henry.
Oh.
I need to talk to her about looking after you sometimes, so I don't get too tired.
Can I play with George and Kira?
Yeah, you can.
Hooray!
They're really looking forward to it.
But you can only play with them if you're very good.
I will be.
Now, why don't you go over there and play quietly with your ball while Daddy talks to Emma?
All right.
Thank you for agreeing to babysit.
That's okay.
I want to make it clear this will be a purely professional arrangement.
Of course.
I'll let you know when I need you, then pay you cash in hand.
I have to fit it in with my other jobs, though. I am busy.
Oh, I understand that. I'll be flexible.
Yeah, well, that should be okay, then.
And we'll review the arrangement after a couple of weeks, subject to performance.
How do you mean?
Well, I'll let you know if I'm happy with how it's going.
Oh, right.
Plus, I would prefer it if you don't take Henry to Bridge Farm or the tea room while you're looking after him.
Okay.
And I definitely don't want you giving him too many sweets.
Don't worry, I won't. Has this been okayed with Pat and Tony?
Let's be clear, Emma. Henry's my son and I'm entrusting him into your care. What Pat and Tony or anyone else thinks is irrelevant.
I don't want to go behind their backs.
As far as I'm concerned, it's none of their business. You're working for me. And That's all you need to worry about.
Can I help you, madam?
Oh, hello, Richard. How lovely to see you.
They got some nice jewellery, haven't they?
Yes. I'm looking for something for Sheila. It's her birthday on Monday.
All right.
It's Kenton's too, of course.
Ah, yes.
The latest box set usually does the trick with him.
Yeah. Sheila's not so easy, is she, though?
Well, she has very particular tastes.
Actually, I think I'd like to get her something too. She gave me a real welcome coming back to Ambridge.
Sounds like Sheila.
Yeah, well, it makes all the difference when you've been away for so long.
Well, I'm sure she'd be very pleased.
Trouble is, as you say, what do I get her? I was always hopeless at choosing the right thing for Chloe.
Well, we could look for something together, if you like.
Really? You sure?
Little feminine intuition might make all the difference.
So long as I'm not putting you out.
Absolutely not. It's always more fun shopping with someone else.
Yeah, that'd be great, thanks. I'll tell you what, I'll treat you to lunch in return.
Oh, go on then. You've twisted my arm.
Plans to put more colour in these beds. Looking a bit samey at the moment.
I know what you mean.
We want to be more bee-friendly as well.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have a whole new garden in Tuscany to work on soon.
Of course.
I've been looking at some villas online. Quite a few of them out of our price range, unfortunately.
There's plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. We're not in a rush. Then, once we bought it, we'll be able to use it whenever we want. Hire it out the rest of the time.
Very nice.
Oh, sorry, Sheila. I have to ask.
What?
Are you still worrying about that incident with Rob?
How did you guess?
It wasn't hard. I did wonder if it might be the thought of another birthday.
Oh, no.
Which we're very much looking forward to celebrating with you, by the way.
Kenton's promised a lovely evening at the ball.
Mm-hmm. You can't let it go, can you?
No, I can't, Caroline. Neil's agreed to act as a character witness for Helen at the trial.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Yet here am I, her cousin, not helping her at all.
Yes, but would it make a difference if you spoke up about what Rob did to the saboteur?
I don't know. That's the problem. But yes, I think it might.
It's a risk, Sheila. You could be getting into deep water.
Yes, I know.
The police would be bound to investigate, and who knows where that could lead.
To trouble for me, I should think.
And won't Anna Tregoran already have stacks of evidence by now?
I don't know. None of us do.
Well, no, but let's assume that she has, since that's what she's being paid for.
All right.
Given that, how likely is it your story will provide the vital missing link? Oh,
you keep asking questions I can't answer.
I'm sorry.
No, you're doing the right thing, asking the awkward questions.
OK, well, let's just say you did come forward, and it made no difference to Helen's case. But instead, you ended up being investigated for lying to the police. That could have a huge impact on your life.
I know. But then if I do nothing and Helen's convicted...
Oh, she may not be.
Apart from anything else, I know I did something very wrong, and I want to put it right.
Yep. Yes, of course you do.
Oh, Caroline, I feel dreadful about it. And despite what you're saying, or anyone else might say, it could just tip the balance in Helen's favour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can see how difficult this is.
Oh, it's giving me nightmares.
Have you talked to Alistair about it?
No.
Well, I think you should.
I've never even told him what actually happened.
Well, perhaps now's the time.
Wasn't it lovely seeing Henry looking so happy?
Yeah, heading off to the soft play centre with his pals. Water?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah, also nice and normal for him. Good for Emma.
Yeah, it's hard work for a dad, looking after young children on your own.
It's hard work for anyone. Yeah. Though I imagine particularly for Rob now his mother's gone home.
He's still in recovery, of course.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a mess. Especially when you think how happy they seemed. We all thought Helen was settled for life.
You just don't know, do you, what's going on in other people's lives?
No. You must come across that sort of thing in your work, I suppose.
Well, that's my point. Sometimes you have your suspicions, but there's no evidence. Then other times you don't suspect a thing, and it turns out something horrible was going on all the time.
And so often it's the children who suffer most.
Yeah, sadly, yeah.
Still, Henry looked very happy, so hopefully that's a good sign.
Well, let's hope so. You know, if I'd been on my own, I'd have probably chosen something a bit safer, but a lot more boring.
For Shuley, you mean?
Like a nice pen or a set of coasters.
Well, I'm sure she'd appreciate either of those.
You think so?
But I'm absolutely certain she'll love the brooch.
Oh, I'll take your word for it.
Well, it matches her eyes, and it goes really well with one of her favourite scarves.
You see, I wouldn't have known that.
Well, I think you've shown excellent taste.
Even if it was down to you, really. In fact, are you sure you wouldn't rather give it to her yourself?
Oh, no, no, I'm perfectly happy to look for something else. Any excuse to do a bit more shopping?
Now, I've just got the problem of what to do with Sasha when she comes over on Saturday.
With Freddie and Lily, the main thing's keeping them out of mischief. Well, more Freddie, really.
I don't think Sasha's far behind.
My two have got the dreaded results day looming as well.
Of course. And then is it, what, A-levels next?
Yeah. Lily's really looking forward to them. Freddie.
He's a one-off.
Maybe. Oh, do you think we'll ever reach the point when we can stop worrying?
Hopefully. Maybe our children will end up happily married with fantastic jobs and no problems at all.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh, looks like our food's here.
Well, I'm really glad we bumped into each other.
Yeah, so am I. It's such a treat having lunch out. We should definitely do it again.
For my money, you can't beat The Art of Captaincy by Mike Brearley.
Ah, no. Isn't it terrific?
You know, I love all that stuff about the psychology.
Well, he's a trained psychotherapist, of course.
You've got to respect the man who led England to some of their most amazing victories ever.
Headingley, 81.
Though that's a bit before my time.
Yeah. Of course, helps having Ian Botham on your team.
I was thinking, perhaps I should copy some passages out from that one as well. What do you reckon, Alistair?
Well, you could, Harrison. Although, personally, I'm still working my way through The Art of War.
Yeah, maybe later on. Bold, Duncan! I just want to be sure we're right on top of our game for Darrington on Sunday.
Yeah, should be a cracker.
It's a shame we haven't got Rob, though. He really knows how to get into the opposition's heads.
Yeah, though he did come pretty close to overstepping the mark a couple of times, especially against Darrington.
But you want that feistiness, don't you?
Well, true, so long as
it
doesn't...
Sorry, I'm late. Got held up at the surgery.
We do need you here on time, Richard, so long as it doesn't happen again.
Sorry, yeah, I promise it won't.
Right.
Chris, let's go and do a few throwdowns.
Well, I told you.
He's taking it very seriously, isn't he?
Yeah, and all the better for it. New approach is just what we need.
You're very sanguine about it.
Oh, stepping down is the best decision I've made in a long time.
The burden of leadership, eh?
You know, I think this team could really go places under Harrison, so long as we keep pulling together.
We haven't heard anything from Dan and Dorothy, so I'm assuming that's a good sign.
Oh, Spit's lovely. And the islands. I'm sure they're having a terrific time.
I certainly hope so. Ooh! Oh, these scooters are a liability, aren't they? Oh,
I don't know. I quite fancy one.
You'd look great.
Oh, wasn't it sad about Scruff?
Oh, yes.
At least he had a good innings.
Especially these last few months.
Yeah, what a bonus that was.
Oh, for Robert and Linda as well as him.
Did you text Alistair?
Yes, he's meeting me outside the Bull in 5 minutes.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, I hope so.
You are doing the right thing, you know.
I know. Otherwise, I'll just keep fretting about it. Thanks for walking with me, Caroline.
Oh, my pleasure. It's what evenings like this are meant for.
And for making me do it.
Not at all. Well, good luck, Shuley.
Thanks. I'll let you know how it goes.
Most people go for the Churchillian approach, fighting on the beaches and all that.
Well, Alex Ferguson had his hair dry, didn't he? And he didn't do too badly.
No.
There you go, Harrison.
Oh, cheers.
Sure I can't persuade you, Alistair?
Ah, better not. I'm supposed to be meeting Shuley soon.
Oh. Well, you're right about Fergie, but I reckon sometimes you need to be a bit more subtle.
Well, it's horses for courses, isn't it?
Oh, you're not still going on about coaching techniques, are you?
Of course. What else?
I read somewhere that the All Blacks told their coach to forget about making motivational speeches because no one listens anyway.
So make of that what you will, Harrison.
Oh, Shuley, bang on time as usual. Oh, see you both on Thursday then.
Too right.
No excuses, Alistair. If a cow comes down with something terrible, just tell it that duty calls.
Yeah, we need all the Nets practice we can get if we're going to be ready for Darrington.
Don't worry, I'll be there. Bye then.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't be too long myself. I'll go and see what Fallon's whipped up for me.
I've got a ready meal for one to look forward to.
Oh, poor you.
No, don't worry about me. In some ways, there's a lot to be said for being not so young, free and single.
I wasn't completely honest with you.
How do you mean?
Rob was far more aggressive with the Sab than I said at the time. Basically, he assaulted the poor man.
Then why on earth didn't you say so?
Because I thought it would help Helen by not getting Rob into trouble.
So you lied to the police?
Yes, I did.
For heaven's sake, Sheila, how could you be so stupid?
Oh, please, Alistair. Look, can we sit down?
Yes, all right.
And Rob bullied me into covering up. So I know, you see, Alistair, I know what he's like.
What about Oliver? Did he know?
No, he still doesn't. Caroline does, though.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. It's so unlike you.
You know it's the last thing I'd ever normally
do. So why are you telling me now? You're not thinking of going to the police?
It's been nagging at me for months. And Helen's in so much trouble. Maybe this could
help. No, Sheila, if you tell the police, you know what'll happen, don't you?
Yes, I think so.
Your reputation, our reputation, both of our businesses, gone at a stroke.
Oh, you don't know that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I do. And so would you be if you were thinking straight.
But we've had problems before.
Just when I'm finally back at the stables, ready to build it up again.
So you think I should forget about it? Carry on covering it up?
In a word, yes. Despite what you think, Sheila, you won't be helping Helen. You'll just be making everything worse for us.
But Alistair...
Listen to me, Sheila. Admitting what you've done would mean being charged with perverting the course of justice, hmm? It's a criminal offence.
Oh, I can't bear it, though, knowing I've done something so
Sheila...
wrong. If I'd told the truth before, then people would have seen what Rob's really like. And maybe what happened between him and
Helen...
For
God's sake, Sheila, you're living in dreamland. OK, so perhaps owning up would salve your precious conscience.
Please, Alistair.
But if you're convicted, you know what that means, don't you? You'll go to prison.
Now the wheat harvest's in, I'd say we're pretty much on top of things. Touch wood.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Oh, she looks cheerful.
Hi. How are you feeling today?
Oh, a bit better.
Oh, I'm glad I've caught you.
We're just taking a break.
I thought you'd want to see this.
What's that, love?
I've been looking at the latest dairy results.
Oh, yeah?
The yields are still down, but the butterfat's nearly back to normal.
So buffer feeding silage seems to be working.
I'd say so.
Big sigh of relief, eh, Dan?
Yes, all right, Pip. You're not going to let me forget that, are you?
Next time you check the grass, use the plate meter.
Yes, understood.
Still, there's something we can take from this.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
As soon as we saw there was a problem, we got onto it.
True.
And once the yields are back on track, the margin should improve.
That'll be good.
Plus, we seem to have the mastitis under control.
What a team, eh? As soon as we get a problem, boom, we solve it.
Okay, Mum, calm down. It's not that big a deal.
There's nothing wrong with bigging ourselves up when we get something right.
You updated the sell-by, Susan?
Oh, yes, Pat, don't worry.
Thanks.
Sheila was in the shop this morning. She looked ever so down in the dumps.
Oh, I wonder why.
Well, I did ask what the matter was, but she didn't say.
Perhaps you caught her at a bad moment.
My motto's always been, a problem shared is a problem halved. Not that she's got half the problems you have at the moment.
No, possibly not.
Did everything go all right with the solicitor the other day?
Yes, thank you. It helps knowing Neil and Ian have agreed to be Helen's character witnesses.
Right. Did she consider many people for that?
I don't know, to be honest. Ian's always been a good friend and Neil's known her all her life.
You could say that about a lot of people round the village.
I think it helps, Neil being chair of the parish council.
Must be difficult, though, finding people that are really close friends.
Helen's got lots of friends.
Well, I mean people that are willing to stand up in court.
Well, it certainly doesn't help that her best friend isn't allowed to.
Oh, that's true.
But I'm sure they'll do a good job. As long as they don't get too nervous.
Oh, That won't be a problem for Neil.
Helen needs all the help she can get. Because you can bet Rob won't be holding back. Right. Shall we start potting up?
Okay. I saw Rob out with Henry on the green last night.
Please tell me they weren't playing cricket.
Oh, no, they were, but they were having a great time.
I've asked him not to use that hard ball.
It was just catching and throwing as far as I could see.
It's so irresponsible. What if Henry misses and it hits him in the face?
Oh, he loves his cricket, though, doesn't he? That's all he wanted to talk about with Emma.
Well, has she seen Henry as well?
Oh, yes, the other day. Shall I do the pots and you do the lids?
All right. Did Henry seem okay?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask Emma, really. Right, here we go.
Yeah, the hens are nearly back to full strength now.
That's good.
After buying in that batch from Josh.
Are they laying okay?
Oh, we're getting there, yeah. We should be back to normal by the end of the week.
So, all you've got to do now is sell them?
Well, yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry, better get this. Oh, damn. Cut out.
Yeah, the signal here can be a bit dodgy.
I think it was one of our customers. They better call back.
That's annoying.
Yeah. Especially when you can't get through. Oh, like now.
You can always try later.
We've already had quite a few calls saying they're going somewhere else.
Hard luck.
All because I was so stupid.
Oh, she's always kicking off her cluster, this one. Oh, it's so irritating.
Moody cow, eh?
Look, sorry, Toby, you're going to have to shift.
Yep, sure.
Hey, do you fancy going out later? Like, we could go to a gig or a pub, if you like.
Actually, how about going somewhere on our own, just the two of us?
Sure, that sounds good.
Great.
We could go for a walk. Yeah, find a nice secluded spot and... Is that your customer ringing back?
No, it's Rex, but I don't want to talk to him.
I'm guessing things still aren't great between you two.
You could say that.
Well, I could talk to him, if you like.
Thanks, but I don't think that would help.
Might do.
Seriously, the more I try and make it up to him, the worse it gets. I don't think he trusts me anymore.
Well, I'm sure you'll get over it. Why didn't you let me try?
No, it's okay, Pip. I prefer to sort it myself.
If you insist.
But, yeah, a walk sounds great. Let's go somewhere no one will find us.
I'm sure it never occurs to Rob he could let Henry play with George and Kira.
Well, actually...
Has he?
Once or twice.
If we had more access to Henry, they could play together as often as they like.
Oh, I know. Still, it'll be easier now.
Why's that?
Well, now Emma's babysitting for him.
What?
Oh, sorry, I thought you knew.
No, I didn't. How dare he?
Oh, Emma did wonder if...
So, his own grandparents obviously aren't good enough.
Well, it does seem a bit odd.
Bob knows we've offered to help.
Well, I suppose...
No, he clearly prefers paying a stranger instead.
Emma's not a stranger.
No, all right.
And Henry loves her. And George and Kira.
Yes, but if Rob can't cope, they should never have given him custody in the first place.
Well, Emma's the next best thing to family, though, isn't she?
Yeah, but that doesn't make it right. Looking after him because Rob can't be bothered.
I'll be helping out as well.
Oh, don't you see, Susan? It's the principle of the thing. How could Emma agree to do it?
She only agreed because she can't bear the thought of Henry being stuck with Rob all the time.
Really?
Yes. It doesn't mean she's happy about it.
So, basically, he's outsourced Henry's care at the first convenient opportunity.
That's not Emma's fault.
I'm not saying it is. But just for a bit of extra pocket money, what sort of friendship is that?
Oh, now, that's not fair, Pat. Emma's been a good friend to Helen since way back when the kids were tiny.
I'm not talking about then, I'm talking about now.
So am I. Would you really prefer it if Henry spent all day, every day, just with Rob?
No, it's just that...
At least this way he gets to play with his friends too.
Oh, Susan, we shouldn't be arguing.
Emma was really torn about it when she told me.
Was she?
Yes. Rob asking her out of the blue like that.
Must have been difficult.
And surely, Pat, the more time Henry spends away from Rob, the better it is for you too.
I suppose so.
So, maybe you should be grateful instead of accusing Emma.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Susan.
It's okay.
It just hurts so much only being allowed to see him once a week.
I know.
Thank heavens we've got this holiday in Tenby coming up.
Oh, that's the week after next, isn't it?
Yeah. I honestly don't know what we'd do if we didn't have that to look forward to.
Oh, I bet I'm the most hated man in Ambridge right now.
Oh, I can think of a few other candidates.
No, you can't. Everyone knows I messed up big time. I'm such an idiot.
Well, if that's what you think, have you ever considered you might have chosen the wrong career?
What?
Well, I mean, obviously you're a talented guy, but maybe farming, well, livestock farming anyway, maybe isn't the right thing for you.
Hang on. You were having a good time as well that night, weren't you?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, maybe you'd have forgotten to shut the hens up too.
No way.
Oh, come on, Pig.
I mean it, Toby. Look, if you're a farmer, the animals always come first. It's kind of hardwired.
So even you think I'm rubbish?
No, that's not what I'm saying. It's a question of priorities.
Well, that's easy to say.
It's true.
Come here.
You're trying to distract me now.
Maybe. But don't worry.
Why not?
Because from now on, I'm a changed man.
Oh, yeah?
You're looking at the most dedicated stockman in Borsetshire. There's going to be no more sneering from the likes of Rex and Josh.
Good for you.
I'll be the best egg man going. Just watch me.
I can't wait. It's still so warm.
Well, that's why I suggested a walk.
That's it, Tig. Goodbye.
Come on, Biff, old man. You're nearly there. You're not at the scruff stage yet.
No, thank goodness. Poor Robert and Linda.
Yeah. You think they'll get another dog?
Who knows? I think they're going to really miss him.
Yeah. Whoa. Well, it looks like Adam and Josh are going to finish the stubble tonight.
Adam thought there was rain coming, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he's right.
Whenever we do this, it feels like a sort of stock take.
What, coming up Lake Hill?
Yeah. Reminds me how lucky we are.
Yeah. Especially given what we've been through in the last couple of years.
Do you think the view from Hadley Hock's as good as this?
Don't go there, Ruth.
No, I know. Perfectly happy with what we've got.
Definitely feels more settled now.
Especially since Route B went down the plug hole.
Sure.
You don't think we'll get bored if it stays this settled?
No chance. Anyway, we've got to see how the spring calving works out, yeah?
You don't regret changing over?
No, of course not. Even if some of our neighbours probably still think we're mad.
Oh, what do they know?
I'd say it's been going pretty well, actually. The odd hiccup along the way, that's all. But, you know, we've been responding well to the challenges.
So far.
Hey, we can relax and enjoy our farming again. And we haven't been able to say that for a while.
Very true. Do you think Pip's enjoying her farming?
Yeah, I think so. It's good to know that she's got other projects keeping her busy, though.
Josh is pretty busy, too.
Mm, yeah.
I don't think he's looking forward to his results.
He says he's not bothered.
Well, maybe university isn't right for him.
If it isn't, he'll have to think of something else.
At least he's got the entrepreneurial spirit.
Well, whatever he does, I hope he learns from his mistakes.
We've made a few mistakes over the years, haven't we?
Yeah, well, I never went and nicked someone else's livestock.
No, but he was in a league of his own there.
Too right.
Come by, Tig!
What's that? That bright orange blob on the green.
One of Eddie's signs directing you to Elfworld.
Oh, yeah. Or encouraging you to avoid it at all costs, depending on your point of view.
And there's Toby's pickup. Look. I wonder what he's doing at home farm.
Hiding, probably.
Don't, poor lad. Must have been horrible.
Well, one thing you can say for our three, they're all responsible around livestock.
Yeah, bless them.
Hey. All in all, we're not in a bad place right now, are we?
Hey, on, out you go. Go on, then.
Come on. Here they come. Nice looking bunch, Edward.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
Come on. That's it.
Yeah, well, he seems lively enough.
Yeah, they're the business, aren't they?
Good size to them, give you that.
Very nice, but I still prefer me old Suffolk.
It's Texels everyone wants these days, Grandad.
So you see, Edward.
That's what I've gone for them.
No, he's right, Dad. You got to go with the market.
Not always, you do.
You heard about that Texel ram in Scotland, didn't you? The one that sold for over 200 grand.
Oh, so these gimmers are going to pop one of them out, are they, Eddie?
Well, that's the plan.
Ah. You've got to admit, Grandad, it shows that people really want them.
Yeah, well, I reckon you two had better watch out. Next thing, one of them pigs is going to take off.
Edward's got as good a chance as anyone.
Imagine if that was us.
Yeah, all you got to do is find the right ram to put on them.
Oh, it's a good job this farming lark's so easy, isn't it?
Oh, come on, Dad. There's nothing wrong with dreaming a little.
Dreaming's all it is for most of us.
I reckon that I'm going to start by entering them in some shows.
Yeah. Get your name known in the right circle.
Yeah, I mean, even if we get half or a quarter of that sort of money, it'd still be brilliant.
It's crazy money, is what it
is. Yeah, well, it might be crazy, but if someone's willing to fork out, then we're more than happy to take it.
Too right.
You go for it, son. And who knows where you might end up one day.
The number of comments I've had, you'd think they'd never seen someone on dishabiller.
It's not as if they haven't had the last 7 months to get used to it.
Well, you'll find out yourself in September, won't you?
Mm.
Still, it is rather flattering to be noticed at my age. Jenny took it in her stride, Miss March.
Yes, how is she?
Oh, rushing round as usual. Farmer's market here, an errand for Kate there.
She does get things done.
I had to help her move Brad's dressing room mirror back from a yurt yesterday. It's huge.
Oh, dear.
But he was storming around, demanding it back.
With some justification, I imagine.
Yes. Kate borrowed half their furniture, but it's gradually finding its way home.
Good.
By the way, you did get my card, didn't you?
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you, Lillian. Yes, it's been very touching, the number of people who've expressed their condolences.
He was a much-loved dog.
Yes, he was.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to come round before now.
Oh, that's all right.
I've just been terribly busy, what with, well, Amside and everything.
Mm. Poor Robert's been completely floored by it.
And you too, I'm sure.
Well, one does one's best.
Of course.
But it's not been easy at all. And I know one shouldn't get too sentimental about these things, but he really was a member of the family.
Of course he was.
I shall never forget how much he loved lying here by my side.
On the resurgam stone.
Sadly, not very appropriate.
But he did rise again, didn't he? When he came back to you.
Yes, I suppose so.
Some people just don't understand how hard it is losing your best friend.
No, they don't.
Brian, for example, he doesn't seem to appreciate it at all.
Oh, I can't say I'm surprised. Farmers are often rather unsympathetic.
Though I suppose they have to be. Otherwise, it would be never-ending grief.
You do hear these stories of mistreatment, though. Not that I'm suggesting Brian ever would have... Oh! I do wish this wasp would go away.
Oh, just keep still.
Well, it won't leave me alone.
Look, there. Look, that's got it. That's got it.
Oh. Thank you.
So, what arrangements have you made for Scruff?
Well, we took him to the pet crematorium on Monday. Both Robert and I want to be there for him at the end.
Of course you do.
So there'll be a short service. Then we collect the ashes.
And what will you do with those?
We're not sure.
Perhaps here, in the garden, where he loved it so much.
He had several favourite places.
Oh, Zethra, darling. Look, you can cry as much as you want.
That's it.
Go on, you go. Go on.
You sure they couldn't have grazed that last section a bit more?
Says the expert.
No, I'm just saying. It looks like there's a bit more in it.
No, it's going to rain soon. And if it's a storm, I don't fancy doing this then.
True, I suppose.
Is that connected up, Toby?
Yep.
Okay, then. You might want to think about getting the geese in.
No, that's Rex's job today.
Why not call him anyway and suggest it? Score some brownie points.
Yeah, could do. It'd be more use with Josh at the moment. He just won't leave me alone.
Isn't he grain hauling?
Yes, but it hasn't stopped him from checking on me at every available moment.
He'll get over it.
He's keeping me under surveillance.
Oh, I'm sure you can cope.
He even started telling me I've got to play in the cricket on Sunday against Darrington.
Well, it is a big match.
I know, but he's not captain, is he?
You can't let it get to you, Toby.
I'm not. I don't even think they notice I'm doing virtually all the jobs with the geese and the hens at the moment.
Except when you're with me.
Oh, you're not having a go at me as well, are you?
No, of course not. But I do need to go and start the milking.
Okay, I'll go and give Rex a hand with the geese.
Brave boy.
But I don't think either of them appreciate just how much work I'm doing to get our customers back.
Like the one yesterday?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I managed to talk around in the end.
See, that's what you're good at. Well done.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that sounds ominous. Yeah. Toby, you just have to remember, this thing with the eggs was just a temporary blip.
I know. Apocalypse fowl. But it'll take more than that to stop the Eggman.
Maybe a walrus.
What?
Doesn't matter. Oh, here it comes.
I reckon that's it for the day.
Yeah, it's the last car gone.
At least we ain't got to wear these ears no more.
Oh, it's hard work, Eddie, no denying it. On the go all the time.
Blimey, Dad. It's the end of the world.
No, don't say that.
Oh, we're going to be stuck here for a while, yeah?
Bartleby.
What about him?
Well, we can't leave him out in this.
That's a good job them wings didn't work. He'd be a lightning conductor.
No, it ain't funny. You're going to bring him undercover.
Oh, he'll be all right, Dad. He's used to this sort of thing.
No, not like you see. Well, if you don't get him, then I will.
No, Dad, you can't.
I ain't leaving him out there.
Okay, I'll get him all. The things I do for you.
Hey, you're a good lad, Eddie. I'll remember you in my will.
Oh, it was like something out of the Old Testament.
Are you sure you don't mind me borrowing this umbrella?
Oh, no, of course not. Scruff would have been terrified. He hated thunder.
Well, that's one thing to be grateful for, I suppose.
Give my love to Kate, won't you?
I will.
So pleased for her. Weekend yoga retreat going so well. If I didn't live in the village, I might be tempted myself.
Well, they loved it. There were a couple of glitches. The power went off at one point.
Oh, dear.
But it was luxurious living, considering it's basically a tent.
I do hope her yurts haven't been swamped by this downpour.
Ooh, now that's a point.
Is there any more news about Helen?
No, not really. I think Anna Tregaron's seeing her again tomorrow.
It's not long till the trial now, is it?
Just over 4 weeks.
Oh, goodness, poor girl.
Will you be going to the ball tomorrow for their Olympic party? They're doing a quiz with Brazilian food and drink.
No, I don't think so. Might all be a bit much for me.
Of course. I might just pop along and sample a cocktail or two. If you do change your mind, you'd be more than welcome.
Thank you, Lillian.
Look after yourself, Linda.
Oh, I will.
Well, hey, Lillian, bigger buttons, eh?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Is that the best you can come up with, Eddie?
And now it's raining again.
Oh. I'm never going to live it down, am I?
This is crazy.
Yes, and I'm about to start milking, Toby.
Oh, sorry, I'll be quick, but I've had a great idea.
What's that?
Let's go away together.
What?
You and me, for a couple of nights. Leave all this rubbish behind and have some fun.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, it sounds great. But when?
This weekend?
No way, no, I've got too much on.
How about next weekend, then?
Yeah, why not? I have to square it with Mum and Dad first.
Don't tell them the real reason, though.
As if I would.
I don't want Rex or Josh finding out so they can have another go at me.
Good point.
I'll make something up as well.
So a proper dirty weekend, eh?
Just the two of us.
I can't wait.
Yeah, neither can I.
Terrible out there.
No, it's not too great in here, neither.
Oh, it's just as wet in here as outside.
Yeah, the water's been coming in for a while now.
Do you want an answer?
Yes, yeah, there's another mop over there.
Yeah, okay.
Don't you want to dry yourself first?
Oh, not yet, Dad. This is more important. Hey, where's your mum?
Well, she said she'll stay at the dairy till it eases off. She phoned you.
Oh, my battery's gone dead. I'll pick her up when we've got this sorted.
Hey, what about Emma and the kids?
Oh, well, they've gone swimming with Henry. Might as well have done it in the garden instead.
Yeah, we had a call it a day. No one's bothered about elves when it's like this.
Yeah, this weather ain't no good to man nor beast.
Yeah, at least Bartleby's under shelter, though.
Why don't you put something under the door to stop it?
Like what?
Well, I don't know, towels or something.
No, it'll stop soon enough.
You reckon?
Oh, here's a couple of Kira's colouring books that got ruined. She's not going to be happy about that.
Well, if that's the worst of it, then we ain't done too bad.
Yeah, well, it hasn't finished yet.
Ah, well, it's an ill wind that blows nobody no good.
What?
Well, it's water. It's coming up as well as down.
What are you going on about, Grandad?
I reckon it's a sign.
Sign of what?
Someone's given us more time.
How do you mean?
There's no way they can sell this place if it carries on like this.
You could be right there.
God, listen to you two. It ain't that bad.
What, and there's you, Edward, swabbing away like a deckhand on the Titanic.
Seriously, we can fix this.
That was, see where it's coming in through that wall?
He's right, it is.
You ain't going to stop that in a hurry.
Oh, we'd better call Oliver and Caroline.
Yeah. I'll do it if you like.
Okay, son. Oh, it's like you and that bath all over again. And I don't suppose they'll be too happy this time, neither.
Oh, they look good, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
You know, they could make our fortune, Em.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, at least it stops me thinking about what's going on inside.
Oh, it's okay. It's drying off.
How's the patch under the sofa?
Well, no, that's spread a bit. And the damp on the wall.
So Grandad was right. It was coming up as well as down.
Well, it's probably just a leak. As soon as we find it, they can sort it.
Oliver said he's coming round tomorrow.
Do you think he'll be all right about it?
I hope so. That way even he sounds like he's had enough.
I'm working at the tea room this morning, but I'll be finished by lunchtime. Mm. And Mum says she'll take the kids this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so if you want to look at some places.
Yeah, why not? I should be finished by 2.
Great. I'll call the estate agents.
Oh, look at these elves, Eddie.
Yeah, I know.
All their colours are run.
No, we'll just have to paint them up again, won't we? Who's that?
Somebody wants to come in.
Oh, no, mate. We're closed. Come back tomorrow.
We hope. How are we going to open tomorrow?
Oh, we'll put something together. Keep the punters happy.
Are you in the state of the pole barn?
Oh, yeah. Don't look too good, does it?
Yeah, well, it's worse than that. Look at all the merchandise. It's ruined.
No, it ain't. It's just very damp.
Well, at least Bart will be safe. That's it. Good boy. I got a nice apple for you.
Yeah. You could have kept the rest of it dry for us, Bartleby.
Oh, don't you listen to him, it ain't your fault.
Oh, well, maybe we should call it Atlantis instead.
Oh, well, what the fates gives with one hand, they takes away with the other.
How do you mean?
Well, we may have suffered elf casualties here, but we live to fight another day at Grange Farm, up the damp and all.
Yeah, I guess so. Though I wouldn't set your hopes too high there, Dad. Well, at least that tarpaulin kept some of the T-shirts dry.
What you lose is on the roundabout, you gains on the swing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, hold on a sec.
Uh-huh.
Just grab this broom, push the water off. Oh, should have got some buckets.
Yeah!
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Eddie, Dad.
What do you do that for?
Helen,
We're beginning to run out of time.
What do you want me to say?
It's not what I want you to say. It's what you need to say for your defence.
I've tried to get it right. I've talked to Kaz. I'm trying so hard.
And have you been able to say things to Kaz that you can't say to me?
She understands.
She's been there herself.
Not the same, but she knows what I mean.
And what does she think?
That I'm safer in here, even though it's horrible. For now.
And do you think that too?
Yes. Except for Henry.
So what are you safer from?
The thing is, Anna, if you want me to tell you facts, but I have no facts.
What does that mean?
I don't know what's actually true and what's... what he told me was true. And some things... I can't remember them, Anna. I want to, but I can't. Some things that... you just don't know what it's like.
No.
And Kaz does. She knows not to ask me because I can't.
You can't let yourself remember, is that it?
I need to check on Jack.
Helen.
I have to get back to him soon.
Have you heard from Ian?
Ian?
Oh, he told me he'd be writing.
You spoke to him, didn't you?
Yes, I told you. He's going to stand up for you in court. He's one of your character witnesses.
That's kind.
Yes.
I don't deserve it.
Well, he thinks you do, and so does Neil.
Oh.
Helen, Rob isn't going to hold back on anything in court. He'll use every scrap of information he has about you and turn it against you. I'll ask anyone, go anywhere, to find the ammunition you need against him, but it starts with you.
He won't let anyone tell you anything. He'll stop them.
Well, maybe not. Maybe he's not as powerful as you think. What about Jess, his first wife?
Jess? What's she got to do with it?
Well, that's what I'd like to find out.
Be nice if it was bigger.
Yeah, and if there was another bedroom.
Well, George and Kira could share.
Yeah, they could, but it's not ideal.
No, but we could make it work if we had to. It was the best we've seen so far.
There's the schools to think about as well.
Well, the nearest one's both got good offsteads.
We don't even know if they'll get places, Em. And goodness knows how Will would feel about us changing George's school at the last minute.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I just wish we could afford something a bit better.
Well, yeah, so do I. But we've looked, and there's nothing closer to Ambridge, neither.
That's another thing. 20 miles, it's a very long way to commute. It'd never work with you still being at the tea room, would
it? What do you want to do? Do we just give up and go back to Ambridge View?
I checked the call log for the phone Kirsty gave you.
Did you?
I know you rang Jess a few days before the incident. Would you like to tell me about that call?
Not particularly. It wasn't important.
Really?
We just set up a meeting, that's all.
You actually met each other? Well, why haven't you told me before?
I didn't think it was important.
Well, of course it's important. What did you say to each other?
Well, not much. We're hardly best friends.
You must tell me what you said and why you wanted to see her so
Please,
badly.
Anna, this is pointless. I mean, what's Jess got to do with my defence?
Well, it depends. She might be very helpful.
She's just another sad woman. Okay, so we married the same person. That's all we've got in common.
And that's a huge amount. You met his ex-wife just days before you decided to leave Rob, and then you ended up stabbing him.
Stop it!
It's really important. I know what happened at that meeting. Helen.
She was kind to me and worried about Henry. She wasn't angry. Not once we talked, just sad.
And?
But she lied to me before, Anna, about Ethan, saying he was Rob. You can't trust her in court.
There's something you're not telling me, isn't there? Some knowledge about Rob that you and Jess share.
No. No.
Helen.
Just get out. Leave me alone. There's nothing you can do for me. Nothing at all.
All right. I understand if you can't or won't tell me any more. But how about if I talk to Jess myself?
No, you can't do that. Do you think he doesn't haunt her life too? Do you think he's not always in her head, always telling her she's wrong, she's ugly, she's stupid?
I'm willing to try. For you, Helen. At least let me try and make contact with her. If nothing comes of it, then so be it. But at least let me have a go.
Can't stop you, can I? But I still think you're wasting your time.
Thank you, Helen. Trust me.
We've got nothing to lose by speaking to her.
Oh, blimey, have you seen the menu, Dad? They've got 7 fillings in their heptathlon baguette.
Well, that's too many.
Well, not if you've got a big appetite.
Oh, I can feel me farmer's lung coming back.
Oh, you'll be all right.
Well, just because I got dry clothes on, I don't mean the damp ain't deep inside.
Hey, listen to this. A triple jump dessert will hop, skip and jump right off your plate.
What's the point in that?
How about staying for the quiz, eh? I don't know much about the Olympics, but it could be fun.
No, no, let's go home.
We ain't even finished our beers
yet. Take me home, Eddie. I ain't been right since I got soaked.
Sorry, Dad. I thought this would cheer you
up. All I want is to go to bed.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is that Jess?
Who is this?
It's Anna Tregoran. I left a message.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to talk.
Please, Jess. It's really, really important I speak to you. Just 5 minutes, that's all.
Yes, I know. You're Helen's barrister and you want to talk to me about Rob.
That's right.
I don't have anything to say that you won't already know.
I appreciate how difficult this is, Jess, and I promise I'll be as quick as I can.
I'm sure Helen's already told you everything. There's nothing I can add.
Actually, I'm not sure that's true.
No, really. I have nothing more to say about that man. Or Helen. Or what he did to me.
Do you mind if I ask why not?
It's none of your business.
Please, Jess, don't hang up on me. Just one more question.
Okay, one more question, but that's it.
All right. You know that if Helen's convicted of attempted murder, she could go to prison for a very long time.
Is that your question?
No, not yet. What you might be able to tell me could make all the difference. Whether she goes to prison or not.
Don't try and guilt trip me.
I'm not, Jess, I promise. And this is my question. Will you let me come and see you so we can talk about it? That's all I'm asking. An hour of your time at the most.
I don't know.
Please, Jess. At least promise me that you'll think about it.
All right. I'll think about it.
It's on the other side of Felpersham, so it ain't exactly next door.
But it's the best we've seen so far.
Why can't we have a fire?
Because it's the middle of summer, Joe.
Well, I don't mean it ain't cold.
I thought you were going to bed, Dad.
Too early. That damp patch is spreading.
What, the one under the sofa?
No, probably, but I meant the one over there on the wall.
Oh, I know. That's another one for Oliver's list.
It never rains, but it pours. Is there another blanket?
I've already got 2.
Are you sure you don't want to go to bed?
It'd be even colder up there.
So maybe we could put the heating on for a bit. I'll go do it.
Yeah, okay.
Can you iron my shirt next, Emma? I know I'm only a poor old man what's shivering to death in his own home.
Oh, for goodness sake, Joe. Can't you cheer up a bit?
Oh, well, I'm sorry if
I'm... We're doing our best, aren't we? Sometimes you've just got to look on the bright side.
What bright side?
Right, it's on now.
Great.
Well, I've got some extra work and Ed's got his texels, hasn't he? Mm.
Yeah, we've got the pigs and the store cattle. They're doing all right.
Plus there's Elfworld.
No, they're in. That's gone down the plug-hole.
Not yet it hasn't.
Why are you being so negative, Joe?
There's a lot to be negative about. Hear that? That's the sound of the 4 horsemen on their way.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, no, it ain't no laughing matter.
Oh, OK, maybe the house is damp.
And leaky.
But it will dry out soon enough.
So you see.
Oh, come on, Grandad, she's right. It ain't that bad.
You wouldn't be talking like this if Clary was here.
Where is she, by the way?
You're upstairs sorting through some stuff that got soaked yesterday.
Well, at least the rain ain't coming in. Oh, no.
A power cut, that's all we need.
Clary, love, are you OK?
What did I tell you?
Shh, Dad. Oh, I better go and check she's all right.
Have we got any candles?
Clary, love.
Oh, yeah,
can you hear
yeah.
Me?
Kitchen cupboard.
Oh, you need more than candles. It's a judgment on us all.
Stop it, Joe.
You mark my words. This is the end of days, and there ain't nothing we can do to stop it.
Thank you.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.